Common Sense Revisited here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you for joining us today, everybody. I'm your host for the next hour, Todd McGreevy, and today is Saturday, July 21st, 2012. We are live today, and thanks for tuning in. And what an excellent, informative show by Darren Weeks with his guest about the FDA, the sickness industrial complex, and cancer, and just another classic example of why supporting republicbroadcasting.org, Republic Broadcasting Network, is imperative. You will not hear that level of discussion and that level of information and that level of knowledge anywhere else, very few places. There's some internet places, obviously, that we all tune into. We all have our different spots, but in the mainstream media, you will not hear that type of information ever, and you're only going to hear on stations and networks like RBN. So I cannot encourage you enough to support Republic Broadcasting Network simply because of that excellent type of programming right there. You can subscribe to the archives online at republicbroadcasting.org. There's a link right there that says Show Archives. You can subscribe there. It's very inexpensive. And that's just a start. If you can make a donation, please do. And I always support the advertisers here in RBN so we can keep this network going. Thank you, Darren, for such an excellent show. The namesake of this show is Common Sense Revisited. You can visit that website at commonsenserevisited.com. That is where you will find the modern-day tribute to Thomas Paine's original. And I want to read a quick testimonial from a reader who, this is from Jody F. is her last initial, and Common Sense Revisited is a masterful work which wonderfully details the foundation of American liberty in a concise and easy-to-follow format. It also details with precision where we are as a nation, have strayed from the fundamental principles of liberty. Most importantly, it points out the fraudulent monetary system which has led our once great nation far down the path of destruction under the auspices of a phony debt created out of thin air. The solution to this problem is to return to a sound monetary system as explained so well by this modern-day author of Common Sense. I believe this booklet is an essential weapon in our liberty-restoring arsenal. Let's wield it high in hand as we destroy the false philosophies of man. So there's a testimonial. There's several other testimonials there about Common Sense Revisited. You know, there's over a dozen. You can submit your own there. You can download the free PDF of Common Sense Revisited there at commonsenserevisited.com. You can order copies of it. You can also order audio and video copies of Common Sense Revisited. So I highly encourage you to check it out. It's well worth the time. Today we're going to have some open phone lines. We're also going to have some discussions. The agenda for the upcoming county sheriff's convention happening in Las Vegas in September with Sheriff Richard Mack and the Constitutional Sheriff and Peace Officers Association is posted. We're going to talk about that agenda and what people can expect their sheriffs attend to learn and what speakers are going to be discussing subject matters and so forth with them. We're going to talk about that. We're going to read some excerpts from a Scott County Republican Liberty Caucus organizational document. Sounds fairly dry, but I think you'll enjoy it. It is an inspiring document inspired by numerous titans of liberty that you've heard of that we're going to talk about as well. And of course, be able to take your calls during this show as well. There's a few news headlines out there that may be going underreported. I want to talk about some concepts about fixing the mortgage crisis in some counties with eminent domain that are a slippery slope I want to get to. And we will be back right after this first break. Stay tuned, everybody, and we'll be right back with more Common Sense Revisited.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Listeners, thank you for tuning in to Common Sense Revisited here on RBN. I'm going to read a quote here to get this segment started. Quote, God has given to men all that is necessary for them to accomplish their destinies. He has provided a social form as well as a human form, and these social organs of persons are so constituted that they will develop themselves harmoniously in the clean air of liberty. Away, then, with quacks and organizers. Away with their rings, chains, hooks, and pincers. Away with their artificial systems. Away with the whims of governmental administrators, their socialized projects, their centralization, their tariffs, their government schools, their state religions, their free credit, their bank monopolies, their regulations, their restrictions, their equalization by taxation, and their pious moralizations. And now that the legislators and do-gooders have so futilely inflicted so many systems upon society, may they finally end where they should have begun. May they reject all systems and try liberty, for liberty is an acknowledgement of faith in God and his works. End quote. That was from Frederick Bastiat, and he wrote that in the mid-1800s, in the 1840s. Of course, Bastiat was a famous author, economist, philosopher, from France, and those of you who follow Dr. Ron Paul and his effort to inform the masses, when he was asked on a nationally broadcast debate what one book, the candidates were asked, what one book would they recommend that people read, he said, The Law by Frederick Bastiat. So that quote I read is the beginning of the Constitution of the Scott County Republican Liberty Caucus. Now, the term Republican Liberty Caucus is not a new term. There's many Republican Liberty Caucuses across America in various. There's one in Nebraska that was recently in the headlines because of its last Saturday's Republican state convention. There was a lot of effort behind the Nebraska Republican Liberty Caucus to get delegates from Ron Paul elected. which the reports that I've read show that they fell short, unlike what we were able to accomplish here in Iowa. And the reason I'm trying to bring this up, and the reason I want to read some of this to our listeners today, is to showcase a bottom-up attempt to organize, to create change, and to get to know our neighbors. And I've talked about this many times on this broadcast. We are so convinced by all the media around us, all the culture that we're inundated with, all the things that we consume media-wise, that we should be worrying about what's happening at the top of the heap. The latest scare of a UN gun treaty. I mean, think about that for a second, listeners. You get these emails every day like I do that the UN is going to take away our guns. Do you really think that that's going to happen? Do you think that that's going to happen in your hometown? Whether whatever stripe of political persuasion you are, those of you who own weapons to defend your family and your friends, do you think they're really going to take them away? Do you think your local police officers and your sheriffs and deputies are really going to do that? I mean, that is just such a scare tactic to keep us all focused on this charade of this top-down mentality that our rights shall be enforced at the top. And that is such a fallacy. And part of why I'm reading this to you is an example of a bottom-up effort to work within a mainstream system called the Republican Party, which we have a single-party system at the top. We have a complete single-party system. They are one and the same. They scratch each other's back constantly. I'm 100% convinced that when either side of the proverbial fence pulls some kind of blunder or makes some kind of outrageous statement that enrages the other side of the fence, it's wholly packaged and delivered specifically to generate fundraising for the other side. They just do that because hey, fundraising's kind of low. Can you go pull a big stunt on the airwaves, please, over there, so and so, and then that makes sure that their side starts writing checks. And yeah, we got to do this, and then the other side does the same thing. It's all nonsense. It keeps us all distracted, and I'm talking everything down to your Senate races for the federal government and your House races for your federal government. I'm wholly convinced those are useless. To invest time and energy. I've helped people run for those offices. I've blood, sweat, and tears for some of those offices. And as soon as those people get elected and go up to the District of Criminals and drink from that Potomac River, they are tainted. There's a handful of people that have been able to resist the poison that is inside the Beltway, and they are very few and far between. We need to focus on the bottom up. I mean, how are you, if you listen to this network and you're concerned about everything from fluoride in the water to spraying us in the air and the tyranny that happens in the court systems where you live with regards to nonviolent offenses like the war on drugs, for instance, if you're concerned about this, do you really think any of that's going to change from the top down, from the congressional, your congressman? I've sat and I've talked to Chuck Grassley face to face and asked him about the National Defense Authorization Act. And he was just at his wit's end when I explained to him how habeas corpus was suspended. He had no idea what he was talking about. He referred me to his legal team, which I still need to follow up and pursue just for the pure exercise of it. He said, no, we can prove to you that habeas corpus has not been suspended. Right. Okay. I'd love to hear the proof on that. All right. Back down to earth here. This is the what happened here in Scott County was that many of us that were supporting Ron Paul got to know each other. I started working with the local Ron Paul movement 4 years ago, met some fabulous friends. One of them I'm actually going to his wedding today. And we've worked together. It was a small group. But over those 4 years, as you all know, Ron Paul got more and more credibility because he stayed true to his message. It wasn't about him. It was about the message. And there's only good ideas and bad ideas, that Dr. Paul has said, and he has stayed true to his message. And therefore, more people started paying attention. And as you get into the presidential politics, this is perhaps the only saving grace that comes out of that District of Criminals is Ron Paul's candidacy brought people that were waking up, that were figuring out there is a problem, out of the woodwork, and started meeting each other. We started meeting our neighbors that thought like us, that actually knew who Bastiat was and read the law, maybe knew who John Locke was and understood property rights, and maybe knew who Edward G. Griffin was and understood the creature from Jekyll Island and the Federal Reserve. And these folks started gathering together. And because of Ron Paul's effort in the Republican Party, we were gathering under the umbrella and getting to know each other. But we've all realized, many of us in this local county where we live, that the party that we're dealing with is corrupt. It is an establishment party. They are only interested in continuing the dual party system that keeps everybody thinking there's a difference between the two parties. The Republican Party grows the warfare state. The Democrat Party grows the welfare state. They keep us all at odds with each other. Locally, we decided we need to start moving from the bottom up. And so many of us ran for a central committee in your precincts. There was a caucus process in Iowa in January. And all you had to do was show up and be must be present to win. And you get elected on the central committee. There are 63 precincts where I live. Many of you may have heard of Jim Condit Jr. Jim is the espouser of the precinct level organization. It's the holy grail of bottom up grassroots organization. And lots of people have tried to start it independent of any other organization. It's very difficult to do because we have been trained to think about this party system from birth, unfortunately. And so we are electing many of us liberty leaders in this county to work within this system and started a Republican Liberty Caucus. It is a caucus within the party. And membership requires that you are an elected person within the party. And that election starts in your precinct. You can get elected as a precinct leader, literally at your precinct caucus. It is governed by statutory law, actually, in the corporate de facto government of the government system we're working in. Yes, I'm well aware of that. But like I said, I've said many times on this broadcast, death to tyranny by a thousand cuts. We're going to use every single tool we have at our disposal. And if people are more likely to become educated about liberty, about our history, about where we should be heading within this system, then let's go where they're willing to be educated. So we started this Republican Liberty Caucus. I'm going to read some excerpts from it. If anybody has any questions or comments, you're more than welcome to call in. The number is 800-313-9443. The end game, well, let me just read. Here's the preamble. Man-made law must base its authority on natural law to allow true peace. The first law of nature is self-preservation, defined by three branches of an individual's natural rights: life, liberty, and property. When man-made laws defend against violations of these rights, peace and justice can prevail. On the other hand, when laws place collective force at the disposal of those who would use it to exploit others, injustice prevails and there will be unrest in society. It does not matter if the exploitation applies to health, labor, education, safety, or religion. The law becomes legalized plunder, blurs society's understanding of justice and injustice, and disguises tyranny and anarchy as law and order. Anarchy in this document meaning the state or government's continued and unchecked violation of individuals' rights. Since people naturally rebel against injustice, unrest ensues. True peace can be achieved only when man-made laws obey natural law, when justice remains impartial and individual natural rights are protected. This Constitution has been put forth to serve liberty and justice for all. Now, the end game of this effort is to, A, educate members, and B, if you read the first sentence of the preamble, man-made law must base its authority on natural law to allow true peace. Peace! That's what we're after, folks. You know, with peace comes prosperity. With peace comes, with liberty comes peace and prosperity. There's nothing wrong with that. The end game of your traditional mainstream establishment parties is power. Is to maintain power over the other. They get many of you listening have probably participated in this system. You've tried to work within the parties, and you'll note that it's a patent place. It's like being in grade school. It's like going back to junior high. These efforts are going to elevate that. We're going to talk a little more about that right after this break. And if you have any comments, 800-313-9443. Stay tuned.
These annoying collection calls.
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
An effective, 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Common Sense Revisited on RBN, Republic Broadcasting Network. We've got a caller from Las Vegas, Chris. Hello, Chris.
Todd.
Greetings.
Good morning, Todd. What an inspiring opening segue you had there. It speaks exactly to what is going along with our country. The usurping of our constitutional common law form of law and government that has relegated itself now by treasonous attacks on America through an insidious group called the American Trial Lawyers Association, the ADA, which have undermined our common law and converted it to a new form of law that has resulted precisely in a lawless society and a form of chaos by design.
If you go down to your county court system, Chris and other listeners, and you sit in on a bench trials in a morning there where somebody's actually taken the audacity to challenge their circumstances and try and get justice in that system, you will see anarchy reign. It looks like order. It looks like law and order, but it is really anarchy at right there, right before your very eyes.
I was there last week on an appearance with a group that is trying to reestablish law and order, and a poor lady from another country, from the Philippines, who's proud to be an American, waved an oath of office in front of a traffic court magistrate, a mere magic man created God ruling over the rights of other men, who had her forcibly removed, incarcerated, and never had any jurisdiction over because she stopped it before it moved forward. And that is precisely tyranny under judicial ropes, which is treason against the Constitution.
She stopped what? What did she do?
She waived his oath of office and attempt to effectuate a lawful court instead of this other one, and he had it removed for it.
And by waved, do you mean physically waved a copy of it in the air, or are you talking of...
She waved it, and you would have thought she had a red flag in front of a bull the way they reacted. They had two gargantuan...
Go on, sorry.
Oh, they had two gargantuan guards who absolutely grabbed her by the arm and body-butted her out the door and locked her up in handcuffs in the hallway. They claimed they were taking her upstairs. They took her through a secret tunnel underneath to the detention facility next door. They cited her for creating a disturbance and for resisting arrest, obstructing of justice. But the judge was obstructing justice. He was denying due process of law, and he was committing judicial terror and treason against the Constitution.
I'm so glad that you're bringing this up, because there's a very fine point here with regards to why that was allowed to happen. And in my opinion, a lot of people don't give this enough thought. Those folks sitting behind their desks and their robes, and the prosecuting attorneys and the whole bureaucratic system, all right, in there, the injustice court of injustice operates only because those brutes who carried that woman out of the courtroom were under the employ, I'm going to guess, of the county sheriff.
Oh, well, these are classified as marshals who work for the private foreign enemy court system that operates this criminal cabalistic court, which is a corporation.
So they have their own security system within the court that's separate from the county sheriff, is what you're sharing,
yes,
in Las Vegas.
Yes,
and
but they
what
are.
What county is that again? Is that?
That's Clark County, Nevada.
Clark County. Yeah. Well, the point I want to make here is that the reason that we can blame the judges all day, and yes, they are just the end game of a bar association. The attorneys, they've created this world of mischief and artful dodging of the facts with regards to the words. I mean, we could go on and on and vilify attorneys all day long, okay? There's only a handful of them that have any honor. I'm glad to know a few of them. But the actions that are taken in that courtroom are only as effectual as the ability for the bailiff to enforce them. And this is why the County Sheriff Project, or the Constitutional Sheriff and Peace Officers Association, is so critical to pay attention to. I'm going to use your story as a segue into one of my topics. That's okay, Chris. Did you have anything else you wanted to share?
Well, I am one that was absolutely at the County Sheriff's Convention here with mm-hmm. Sheriff Richard Back and several of the others at Joe, Ohio, and so on and so forth. I am a former multi-jurisdictional law enforcement officer myself, who is trying to right the wrongs that are being foisted upon the American people by competent counsel representation to try and assist those who are being tortured, murdered, robbed, raped, and killed by this criminal cabalistic mm-hmm. system.
The challenge is as soon as you enter a plea, you're done. You're into their jurisdiction and you're into the system, and you don't get in the system without paying. It's ridiculous. But Chris, I appreciate all your efforts, and I do want to go back to this Republican Liberty Caucus, because there's some points here that I haven't gotten to, but thank you so much for the call. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Todd. God bless America.
All right, folks, we've got a good clean break here at the bottom half of the hour. When we get back, we're going to talk about the purpose of the Scott County Republican Liberty Caucus. It includes G. Edward Griffin and Freedom Force International, so stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Sense Revisited on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host, Todd McGreevy. Thank you for tuning in today. It's Saturday, July 21st, 2012. And we were talking about the Scott County Republican Liberty Caucus, a caucus of activists within the Republican Party here in Scott County, Iowa, that is working to educate people about the liberty, about the concepts of property rights, about the concepts of intrinsic natural rights, that they're not getting through the traditional two-party system. And to that end, many of us organized and had two so-called conventions, if you will. This is just self-determination, people. We don't need to ask for permission to do these things. You know, that you could. They have the Scott County Republican Women's Club. They have the Lincoln Club. There's little clubs within a club. You don't have to ask for permission. I don't care if you're a Democrat or a Republican or a Libertarian or whatever. If you see things aren't getting done, and you think you need to work within the system to get it done, then work to change that system. You know, Dr. Paul has been a phenomenal advocate of that, and I am well aware that this is within the de facto system. I'm well aware that, you know, registering to vote is a fallacy. We shouldn't have to have all that. I get all those details. I am just trying to move the dial in as many different ways as we possibly can, and this is just one effort. And I want to share this document with you. I'm going to have a link to it at thirdrailblog.com, my personal blog. I'll have it done by the end of the show here. I'll put it up at the next break so you can download it yourself and read the entire document, because we had two meetings. The first one was, I think, 6 hours long. The second one was about 4 hours long, and there was, I think, 30 people at the first meeting and about 25 people at the second one. And it was a run with Robert's Rules of Order with a temporary chair. C.J. Sissel did a phenomenal job as a temporary chair. Mike Angelos and Michael Elliott were the parliamentarians, and it was a practice run, if you will. We've learned the hard way that in, when it comes to these Republican meetings, whether it's a district convention, I've talked about how we tried to reconvene our district convention here, much to the chagrin of the party, whether it's your county convention, your state convention, whether it's your monthly meeting with the party, you have to learn to be a parliamentarian if you're going to get some of these things accomplished with regards to educating. Wouldn't it be an incredible thing in your county if your leadership within your party, who many of them are already elected as county board of supervisors, I don't care which side of the fence you're on, actually took up fluoride in the water as a cause and said, you know what, we do need to end this BS happening, poisoning our water supply. Just pick one. You know, what are you getting done where you live? Are you moving the dial at all? And that's what we're doing here. And it was inspired. I have to give Michael Elliott full credit for being the primary author of this. It's a mashup, if you will, of numerous sources, including Bastiat, including Gilbert Griffin and others. But Article 2 says the purpose of this organization shall be to recruit, develop, and support leadership within the Scott County, Iowa Republican Party, which supports and promotes the ideals of individualism as laid out in The Chasm. That's the proper title of the document, The Chasm, by G. Edward Griffin of Freedom Force International. The Creed of Freedom, Article 3. The Creed of Freedom expresses the core ideology that binds together all members of the caucus. This is stated in terms of broad principles that do not change over time and that are not focused on specific issues such as a platform. So this is a distinctive difference with us, what we're doing here. This is a philosophical broad base of principles. If these principles are followed, then most of the relevant political and social issues will be quickly resolved, with the resulting action being consistent with liberty and justice. While the Creed of Freedom must remain a part of this Constitution, it can be amended only by unanimous vote at two consecutive regular meetings. Section 3, the Creed of Freedom. Number 1, intrinsic nature of rights. I believe that only individuals have rights, not the collective. That these rights are intrinsic to each individual as they are granted by the laws of nature and nature's God, not granted by the state. For if the state has the power to grant them, it also has the power to deny them, which is incompatible with individual liberty. Number 2, source of power of the state. I believe governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of all individuals. Therefore, the state must never presume to do anything beyond that which is delegated to it by those individuals. Otherwise, the state is a power unto itself and becomes the master instead of the servant. Classic example of this, folks, would be, you've heard many people say this, why can the government get away with doing something to me that I couldn't do to you? Why can the government treat you in a manner which I would be arrested for treating you? For instance, putting your hand down somebody's pants at a checkout line at the airport. Why can TSA get away with that? But if I did that to you, you'd call the police to arrest me for molesting you. Okay, that's a classic example of what we're talking about here. The state should not have any power to do something that you or I can't already do. And you and I can't do things that violate other individual rights. It's so basic. But people forget these things. That's why we're pursuing this effort. Number 3, supremacy of the individual. This is under the Creed of Freedom. I believe that one of the greatest threats to freedom is to allow any majority to deny the rights of any minority. The primary function of a just state is to protect each individual from greed and passion of any majority. Freedom of choice is number 4. I believe that desirable social and economic objectives are best achieved by voluntary action rather than by coercion of law. I believe that social tranquility and brotherhood are better achieved by tolerance, persuasion, and the power of good example rather than by coercion of law. I believe that those in need are better served by charity, which is the giving of one's own resources, rather than by welfare, which is the giving of other people's resources through coercion of law. Number 5, equality under law. I believe all individuals should be equal under law. Likewise, no individual or group of individuals should be given preferential treatment, regardless of the merit or popularity of its cause. Number 6, proper role of the state. I believe that the proper role of the state is to protect, not to provide. For if the state is granted the power to provide for some, it must also be able to take from others. And that always leads to legalized plunder and loss of freedom. The state's power is negative, not positive, defensive, not aggressive. If the state is powerful enough to give us everything we want, it is powerful enough to take from us everything we have. Therefore, the proper function of the state is defensive, not aggressive, and to protect the lives, liberty, and property of all individuals. The Creed of Freedom is based on six principles. These can be reduced to just three for caucus members to follow. An additional code of conduct shall be listed in the bylaws for members to follow, but these first three will be known as the Commandments of Freedom and shall not be amended for any reason. The three Commandments of Freedom. One, individual rights. Only individuals have rights, not groups. Therefore, do not sacrifice the rights of any individual or minority for the alleged rights of groups. Number two, equality under law. To favor one class of individuals over others is not equality under law. Therefore, do not endorse any law that does not apply to all individuals equally. Now, I'm betting that some of you can come up with some laws that are applied in your municipality, your county, or your state that just some of us are more equal than others. I'll give you an example. Go to your courthouse. Can you walk in your courthouse where you live with a cell phone or not? If you can, and you're not an attorney, then you live in a freer county than most, freer than where I live, because I live in a bi-state area in Illinois and Iowa, and in both counties on each side of the Mississippi River, the judges, they have decreed from on high, just because they wrote it up, and our sheriffs actually enforce it, that's the problem. You can't go into a courthouse with a recording device, can't bring a flip video camera, can't bring a audio recorder, can't bring a camera, heaven forbid you bring a cell phone in. And you are stopped at the door, and you are arrested if you attempt to go through into that courthouse. But meanwhile, if you have a bar card, if you're an attorney, boy, come on in and bring whatever you want in. It's no problem. Therefore, that is not equality under the law. Number three, this is the three commandments of freedom. Freedom of choice. The proper function of the state is to protect, not to provide. Therefore, do not approve coercion for any purpose except to protect human life, liberty, or property. Now, keep in mind, this is a document that is going to be affirmed. You have to affirm that you believe and will follow these code of conduct and the philosophies in this caucus if you want to be a member. You also have to be a member of the here's the membership requirements. Membership of the caucus shall be composed of all eligible voters in Scott County, Iowa, who desire to support the objectives of the caucus within the Republican Party and who agree to abide by the Creed of Freedom, the Three Commandments of Freedom herein stated, and the code of conduct stated in the bylaws. All members are required to affirm their support to the Liberty Caucus. The affirmation shall be listed herein. It gets into some details about captains and recruits and so forth and how to work within the system and ensure. And see, what we're trying to do is we can actually help grow the party with the disaffected independents and libertarians out there if they see that there is this faction within the party that's going to actually hold the line and not just be a warmonger, not just be a... corporate welfare queens, frankly. There's many corporate welfare queens within the Republican Party. And trust me, we're not very popular with the establishment, but our ranks are growing, and it is coming together. And, it's going to come time. There's candidates who've contacted me that are running for state office that want my support, that want this, that they know that this organization is growing within the party. There's a meetup. If you go to meetup.com and you look for Scott County Republican Liberty Caucus, you can see the meetup. That's how this is being kind of socially organized, if you will, through social media. And there's 120 members already of this caucus. Now, I go to the Central Committee meetings for this, of which there are 126 members, and there's only usually about 80 voting members who show up. Now, if we've got 120 members, not all of which are Central Committee members, surely, but we could start, this caucus could start actually swaying the decision-making process within the party. Right now, the Republican National Committee is descended like locusts on Iowa, and they have their agents out and about under the club umbrella of Victory, they call it, the Victory Group. And the Victory Group is the get-out-the-vote group, and they've had their people come and give presentations. And what they're doing is they're phone banking and door-knocking all independents, registered independents in Scott County. Iowa statewide has 40% independent registered voters. It's a high percentage. So there is a lot of independent thinkers in Iowa, and the Romney bots are out in force through the RNC to try and identify those folks and convince them that they need to vote for the lesser of two evils. Of course, I had a guy tell me at the district convention that the train is going off the cliff. Clearly, the American economy and the fiat system and the warfare and welfare system we've erected around us is going off a cliff, and the train is going 110 miles down the track with Obama at the helm. And with Romney at the helm, at least it's only going 75 miles an hour. that's the mentality that we have within the system that we're trying to change. You know, and again, that's the top-down discussion I was talking about earlier, but it's indicative of some of these people that are involved in the party have never even been inside our courthouse and never even thought about, or let alone been to a county supervisor meeting and dealt with, you know, $80 million budget. And, you know, I could go on about that. So we have the preamble, the Constitution, and the bylaws. And within the bylaws, there's code of conduct, which I think is worth discussing. And you should know that this document was heavily, heavily debated. Like when I read the creative freedom up there and we used the word individuals, previously that had the word citizen in there. And that was from, some of the language that came out of Freedom Force International. And I can't stress enough reading G. Everett Griffin's The Chasm. I've talked about it on the show. I'll put a link to it at Third Rail Blog as well. It's a phenomenal document. Gives you a great history of the foundations and the not-for-profits that started in America that was part and parcel to the insidious decaying of the system that Chris, our caller from Las Vegas, talked about. But the word citizen was there, and it was beat up roundly. What word do we use here? Because it's been the word citizen is so bastardized. It denotes that you are you've conscripted into a system of debt and so forth in certain circles. So we ended up using individuals, which hopefully will keep everybody happy, both the de jure and the de facto side of things. Meanwhile, back to the code of conduct. Number one, independent action. Don't wait for orders. Take the initiative to make things happen. Do not wait for instructions. Become self-directed. As long as your activities are consistent with the creative freedom and the code of conduct, the effort will be constructive. What may seem like chaos at first actually is the ferment of creativity and competition. It ultimately will far surpass the output of bureaucratic and dogmatic control from the top down, and it will allow the caucus to grow and spread beyond our county. You know, in Common Sense Revisited, the booklet that's the namesake of this show, there's a whole chapter on the chaotic order, bottom up, you know, decentralized, you know, don't wait around. Innovation and creativity will rule the day. You don't have to wait for orders. Number two, keep your promises. Respect the seriousness of your affirmation to the caucus, and in cases where you have sworn an oath to support and defend the U.S. and or state constitution or disobey any directives or orders that would violate those oaths. Your word and promises to those you represent and the agreements you have made are more valuable than what some leaders may want you to do. Always fulfill your promises you made and defend the position. Number three, build consensus. There may be disagreements with others you are involved, and you should find a way to build consensus rather than create division. Use the process of law and common interest to bring together factions within an organization and settle differences. This may not always be possible, but try your best without compromising your principles. Trust but verify. If all of mankind were angels sent down from above, there would be no need for government. We would naturally live together in harmony. But this is not the case, so make sure to support and protect all checks and balances within systems. Better safe than sorry. Record everything when possible for the record and follow up. Never take anything for granted. That will be the time you wish you hadn't. Be the people's watchdog. Sidebar note. Idea. If you're ever getting interviewed by a member of the media, whether it's radio, TV, newspaper, get a digital recorder. You know, your cell phones have recorders on them all the time. And let that reporter know I'm recording this conversation. So that if you misreport what I said, I will hold you liable personally. Throw that down on them. Maybe that'll create some more fair and balanced reporting, so to speak. Number five, influence others. Join other organizations, churches, or clubs to network with others. Serve on their board of directors or volunteer as an advisor. Become active in local movements to promote individualism. This is what the tyrants are doing, people. They're getting involved. This is how they weave their web of influence to just keep the masses asleep. We all need to get involved, too. Number six, principle over party. Now, this one just drives the establishment Republicans nuts because it's all about, go red team, Don't fall prey to the mob mentality where you lose sight of your own principles just so your team wins. Power without principle is a lost cause and only serves your opposition. Never sacrifice your own principles for some short-term gain of power. You may be shunned by your fellow party members, but remind them that the principle over power always wins in the long run. There is no victory to celebrate when you're running the show, but enforcing the opposition's agendas and principles. Number seven, position yourself. Plan ahead and be where the action is about to happen. Be proactive. Lead with your issues. Don't be reactive and chase after your opposition. Make them react to you. Change the environment around you to match your focus. Make yourself part of the process. 4 years ago, I helped Michael Elliott run for auditor as an independent. Pissed off so many people, I can't even tell you. They just couldn't believe that we had an independent on the ballot. And the agenda, part of the agenda of Michael wanting to get elected was more transparency in the voting booth. And some of those things included, where is the chain of custody for the digital files that are taken out of the optical character reading machines? The reason I bring that up is a Democrat won, but she started implementing our agenda. That's positioning yourself. So, folks, we got another break. We're going to be right back after these words from your from our sponsors. Be sure to support the advertising you hear so we can continue to have RBN. We'll be right back.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A 1 month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Conduct here for the Scott County Republican Liberty Caucus bylaws, and there's a handful more, but one of them at the end, number 15, says, read the rules. At every meeting attended by 20 members or more, read aloud the Creed of Freedom and at least 5 items from this code of conduct. The principles contained in these statements are of no consequence if they are forgotten. Reading them aloud in this manner will always keep them in the center of our deliberations. This recitation will help keep us and those who follow on the right course forever. Now imagine, if you will, you go to your district convention or your county Republican or even Democrat meeting, and they actually read aloud the Declaration of Independence or a portion of it and reminded people the so-called documents that we're governed under. Just imagine if it was read aloud rather than just dutifully saying the Pledge of Allegiance and pledging allegiance to a flag. which is a whole other topic we'll get into. But I did want to talk about the Constitutional Sheriff and Peace Officers Association September 16th through 18th, 2012 event. It's happening in Las Vegas. It's the second one. The first one happened in January. You can get more information at cspoa.org, cspoa.org, or countysheriffproject.org. And click on September 2012 convention when you get there, and you can see the tentative schedule that has been posted recently. And it's looking very strong. It's going to happen Sunday, September 16th, is the evening reception. There's an exhibit of exhibitors, if you will, people that are everything from constitutional scholars to websites and services and things like that. But on Monday the 17th, 8:30 in the morning, Sheriff Mack is going to open up with a welcome. At 9 o'clock, Tom Woods is going to talk on nullification and state sovereignty. He spoke. He was the keynote speaker at the dinner in January, and he was just phenomenal. And you can get, if you go to YouTube, you can just search engine Tom Woods, County Sheriff Project, and you'll find Tom Woods' highly entertaining and extremely informative speech that he gave there. Michael Badnarik at 10 o'clock is going to go on and talk about the Constitution, and he does a wake-up call like nobody else to the sheriffs, and here's a video of him doing that in January as well. At 11 o'clock, the sheriffs are going to give their own accounts of what they've been dealing with in their counties, what they've been doing to enforce the Bill of Rights for their people that elected them. At 1 o'clock, after the lunch break, Sheriff Max is going to talk about the importance of the Office of Sheriff. At 1:30, Stephen Pratt is going to talk about the oath to the Constitution. Stephen Pratt is, again, another highly skilled orator and speaker, entertaining and extremely informative. Larry Pratt, head of Gun Owners of America, is going to talk about Fast and Furious at 2:30. At 3:15, the sheriff's going to give more of their own accounts of what they're dealing with. Stuart Rhodes, the chairman of the Oath Keepers organization, is going to talk about interposition at 4 o'clock. And Sheriff Mack is going to give an update at 5 o'clock about the attack on the office of the sheriff in Delaware. That office in and of itself as an entity is under severe attack in Delaware. A lot of activity going on there as well. They're having an awards dinner at 7:30. On Tuesday, the following day, at 8:30, Mack's going to talk about the Untouchable Bill of Rights. It's awesome to listen to Mack talk about this. He actually talks about what woke him up was the Ninth Amendment, and that was excess fines is what woke him up. He gives a great speech about that. Michael Badnarik is going to talk about the authority of the sheriff at 9 o'clock. At 10 o'clock, the sheriff's going to talk more about their own accounts. There's going to be a Q&A at 10:30 till lunch, and they're going to be talking about a resolution. They beat up a resolution, kind of a declaration of what will no longer be tolerated in January. I helped edit that and facilitate that discussion. It just didn't get any legs afterwards. Everybody went back to their counties to work, and it just didn't carry on any further. So I'm hopeful that this actually is a sign that they're going to pick that ball back up. So go to cspoa.org. and check that out. Please support the County Sheriff Project and the Constitutional Sheriff's Convention happening. It's $300 to sponsor your sheriff this time around. They've really got this down to a science now. Can't stress that enough. I'll get the document I read from up at thirdrailblog.com here shortly. You can go there and check it out, thirdrailblog.com. Thank you for tuning in today, everybody, and stay tuned for Lark from Texas coming up right after this.
This is